Now, though, it's the first of three stories inspired by the music of Tom Waits and his distinctive world peopled by down-at-heel characters on the edge of society, outcasts and deadbeats singing of loss and longing. The Heart of Saturday Night is the title of Waits' second album from 1974 and this series of stories. Come On Up to the House is the title of the closing track of Waits' 1999 comeback album, Mule Variations, and it's also the title of our first story, written by the Scottish author and stand-up comedian A.L. Kennedy. It's read by Peter Capaldi.
Well, the moon is broken and the sky is cracked. Come on up to the house. The only thing that you can see is all that you lack. Come on up to the house.
Thanks for doing this. Not that I've got any idea what this is, but we're doing it in any case. Doing something. Thanks. Is appreciated. Wouldn't want you to misunderstand me and think I'm not grateful. I don't absolutely know how it worked out quite this way with me talking to you, with you being somebody I don't really know. I do have friends. Didn't call them though, did I? You just seemed better. Thanks. I'm sorry for the way I must have sounded on the phone. 3 in the morning, that was the trouble there. Me sitting up in bed with no defence and watching the dark until it makes up faces. Gross. Does that happen to you? The small hours? They're not small. They're the bit of the night that likes to stare. I can't stand them. Couldn't, even when I was a kid. Grew up in the north. Summers, it's light by 3. At least brightish. And curious. Worse than the darkness. Or more of the same, but with colours. It's hard to tell. Mainly, I'd wake up excited. I want to be off. Get on with running through my holidays. I ran a lot. But there'd always be this thread in me. Tugging. Or a splinter. More like the catch of a splinter that would make me think I want to get away. Be invisible. Just pelt out from under the day and hide. Then I'd nothing to be scared of. But I'd still feel this wee... Skelf of fear. Skelf. Does anybody say that anymore? Use a splinter instead now, don't they? But you shouldn't let words die like that. There's something to keep. Same when folk confuse a slither with a sliver. That annoys me. I'll just have a slither of pie. Sounds right, but it means what you don't. Splinter. That's breaking into pieces. That's a terrible thing to say loose in your head. Skelf is better. Sticks like it should. A wee name for a wee heart, no violence about it. Anyway, apologies for panicking. I'm not so desperate as I seemed, really. And a nice place, this. Good choice, I'd never noticed it. Must have walked clean past, must have driven too. Here always was, sitting ready for when I ring you. Time and neat. Coffee places, they're everywhere, aren't they? Bang in the middle of the night and there are coffee places. Still wide open to say the coffees. To keep you awake for buying coffees in the middle of the night. Unending. That sort of thinking. It loops with you. Tangles. You can end up like knitting inside if you don't keep careful. Build your own net in yourself. I stop walking up to the front of my house by the street. I take the side route now, the lane, because otherwise there's too much perspective. The lines of so many window frames and doorways and those steps repeating and shrinking and being forced away and the lie of the paving slabs. Those fat, grey, tomb-looking slabs. They share each other's angles and collaborate. They point. There are mornings when that stuff could be impossible to withstand. Whole days when going home, that journey might grab you by the ankles, haul you up and trap you where everything meets. I mean, I'm not genuinely in danger. I'm confident of that. But in your head, if you get this thought of a hungry sky, then you'll feel that it's true, so it might as well be. I'm in trouble, aren't I? Sorry, I don't tell the truth anymore, I've noticed. I pretend. I'm fine. I'm pretty sure that isn't right. I'm not fine. Doesn't seem honest either. I'm a fraud. I've absolute faith in that. A fraud. And afraid. Sorry, how long do you have? Dragged you out here, so I should at least ask you that, shouldn't I? Be polite. Only when you said, I'll meet you there in half an hour, can you manage half an hour? That was... I thought... You understand. I thought that's a person who understands. That's someone who knows the size of time. Does that make sense? Half an hour. It could disappear you, but you understood that. And so I could go outside and walk here. I don't have the car anymore. There's no point. And I knew you'd not do that to me. Lifesaver, that's what you are. Sorry, I'm going on, gushing. I'm sorry for too many sorries. They never meant anything. With my mother at her funeral, it was me and my dad. He's folded in less than a week. It's like somebody's holding his spine, teasing at him under the muscle. A visible drain on his forces and his breath's wrong and it's hurting him. And this pack of no one we know, strangers, people who don't matter, who've got no business butting in, they're herding him up and down, grabbing his hand, making him see them. It's sorry, 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 sorry every time, as if it was their fault. Or they could have stopped it, and they're showing off this power they've got, but couldn't be bothered using. That they could pick up a life and hold it, curry it in and keep it well. They made him think about it. Giving a nice suit to the undertakers so she'd be smart for going away, because that's how she always went away. The new suit she was saving for Christmas. He had to let other men dress her for being ruined. Sorry. He couldn't stop it. The whole afternoon seeing little pieces of him taken. Splinters. He was in splinters. Dad in splinters, mum in a box, that wasn't a good day. Shook myself out of it though. I was okay. My father started gardening more as a reaction. Enthusiastic about catalogues and seedlings, starts of growth, wearing old clothes with the earth on them already. His hands changed. Got blunt and quick. He's in an old house, mature trees over in the south, quiet roads. Learner drivers everywhere, practising their three-point turns, sounding their horns at magpies in the road. Nervy. They make the car so tense that you can see it become clumsy and undecided. The way they feel is stronger than metal, engine parts. Which is why I don't drive. I worry that the way I am would send me in an embankment or some running kid. And the police, of course, they stopped me. I was in the cut, but part, so I wasn't driving, but I was drunk. And the keys were in the ignition, and the taller guy, ginger moustache, and those boiling blue eyes he had, mad when he kicked off lecturing me with his x-ray eyes. I told him I had the key in because I wanted the radio playing, and next I might have gone to sleep. And suddenly, sleeping in the car with some variety of terrorist offence. And I'm in handcuffs. Cuffs! Left marks! I think I shouted a bit. And a night on this horrible mattress in a cell. And then waking up to a fried egg roll I didn't ask for. And metal-tasting tea. In the morning, they were quite kind, which I hadn't expected. Not that I expected I might someday need to guess when policemen are kindest. Skill for life, though.
Come down off the cross, we can use the wood. You gotta come on up to the house.
That was ages ago, months. My job. That was earlier still. Our office went to sleep one Saturday lunchtime, and by Monday morning couldn't wake it up. No tea or eggs or nothing, past saving. They'd been pleased with me there. We had paintballing last year, June. And we were going to make up teams and have T-shirts. Didn't work out. I wasn't upset. More time for myself. Pause and take stock, find my direction. I'd always imagined I wouldn't be a man in business. Most someone who'd built dry stone walls and have apple trees. 4 or 5 kids and gathering food out of hedgerows. No telly. There's games and adventures and open fires and bartering. The way you see on telly. Those people on telly. They never have a telly themselves. We have to watch them, but they don't watch us. That's what I would have wanted. Simplicity again. Health. Family wrestling on a lawn somewhere, brown shins and giggles, swimming lessons in the brook. Rubbish, naturally. Worse than the knitting, a head full of pretense. Not that it doesn't help me on occasions. I was in a supermarket today and I tried shopping as if I was him, the happy man. Maybe stuck in town for some reason, he needs a few items. Started walking more politely and smiling. I bought apples and energy conserving light bulbs, things he'd want, and this dog chew. I mentioned it to the lady at the checkout. Have to get a chew for Toby. She was all lit up about it, and I'm telling her I'm the proud and contented owner of Toby the Labrador, and he misses me when I'm away. But then I got a bit tearful, and I had to rush. Drop my change. And you've been whipped by the forces that are inside you. Gotta come on up to the house. Sundays, they're the killer, aren't they? I try to get up late, go to bed early. Or I'll stay in bed clear through. I used to arrange seeing people, my friends. But recently I don't. I start dialing numbers and then I'm certain I won't speak, and if we met, I wouldn't be who they remembered. I'd be wrong. After the dog chew incident today, I had this pressing in my head. As if there's liquid that shouldn't be there. Or heat. And it's pushing me forward. Not giving me room to be clear, and it's painful. It isn't fair. I haven't done anything bad to anyone. But I can't get a rest, and it's Sunday, and though we've made it through to Monday, haven't we? You and me, Monday morning. Seeing tomorrow before almost anyone, that's good. I don't have any hobbies. I don't like them. Pretending I'm safe enough to play. Well, then if a man doesn't work, doesn't play, what's he for? I like that you don't know me. You don't see what's going. But that's silly. Honestly, when I talk this out, it's ridiculous. I get tired sometimes, that's all. Plus, I'm coming down with something. Don't feel fed. I made you come out and listen, which was kind. Kind as a policeman. But it's not that I wanted help. You're sensible. You can see I needed company, not advice. Everybody has to make their own way and deal with their situations. Getting older, me. I've tried to shave twice every day since so much of my stubble's turned silvery. It isn't distinguished. Only as if I'm bleaching out. Going to nowhere. My eyes, though, they're all right. You look in them, they're still burning. There's a spark. Ring the bell and I'll come out swinging. The problem is, I've nothing left to hit. Well, you're high on top of your mountain of woe. Gotta come on up to the house where you know.
Peter Capaldi was reading Come On Up to the House by A.L. Kennedy, inspired by the music of Tom Waits, you heard there. The producer was Justine Willett, and for the next in this